Today is November 13th, 2024, and you're listening to Space News First Up.
Did you know Space News offers four newsletters, First Up published Monday to Friday and sent at 9 a.m. Eastern Time? Military Space is sent out Tuesday, Space Next AI on Thursday, and on Friday, we send out a curated newsletter of the week's top stories in our Space News This Week newsletter. Visit spacenews.com to sign up.
Here are today's top headlines in space. Firefly Aerospace raised $175 million in a new funding round to scale up its launch vehicle and spacecraft programs. The Jet Propulsion Lab is laying off 5% of its workforce this week, the second major layoff there this year. Sierra Space has cleared an early design review for its missile warning satellites. Sony has ordered two satellites from Astro Digital to test laser communications. Rocket Lab won an Air Force Research Lab contract to support work on its Archimedes rocket engine. And advances in artificial intelligence could enable spacecraft to become truly autonomous.
First Up is produced by Space News, the industry standard for professional space journalism. Visit spacenews.com for breaking news, policy updates, and original analysis.
We begin today with news that Firefly Aerospace raised $175 million in a new funding round to scale up its launch vehicle and spacecraft programs. The company announced the Series D round Tuesday, led by RPM Ventures, a new investor, along with other existing and new investors. The company said the funding will support increased production of its Alpha rocket and expand market reach of its Elytra spacecraft. The company has increasingly positioned itself as a provider of responsive space capabilities, demonstrated last year on the Victus Nox mission for the Space Force. The Jet Propulsion Lab is laying off 5% of its workforce this week, the second major layoff there this year. JPL Director Lori Leshin said in a memo Tuesday that the center, operated by Caltech for NASA, would lay off about 325 people this week, citing lower projected budgets for 2025. JPL laid off more than 500 employees in February when the center was grappling with uncertainty about the future of Mars sample return. Leshin said the latest layoff would bring JPL's workforce down to about 5,500 employees, a stable, supportable staffing level moving forward. Sierra Space has cleared an early design review for its missile warning satellites. The company said Tuesday it received approval from the Space Development Agency, SDA, to proceed with further development following a successful preliminary design review of its proposed missile warning satellites. Sierra Space won a $740 million contract earlier this year for 18 missile warning satellites for SDA's Tranche 2 tracking layer. One change is that Sierra Space no longer plans to use an infrared sensor payload from GEOST after failing to finalize negotiations on a contract and is instead working with a different, undisclosed supplier. Sony has ordered two satellites from Astro Digital to test laser communications. The pair of spacecraft will be based on Astro Digital's Corvus satellite platform and should be ready to launch in 2026, the companies announced Tuesday. Each satellite will carry a laser-com optical terminal from Sony Space Communications Corporation. Sony plans to test high data rate optical links between the satellites and the ground, as well as between each other. Rocket Lab won an Air Force Research Lab contract to support work on its Archimedes rocket engine. The $8 million contract, announced Tuesday, advances development of digital engineering processes for Archimedes, the engine Rocket Lab is developing for its Neutron rocket. Rocket Lab said the contract signals the military's interest in Neutron as a prospective vehicle for government missions in the National Security Space Launch Program. Advances in artificial intelligence could enable spacecraft to become truly autonomous. Industry officials see work on developing software-defined satellites, which can be reprogrammed after launch to incorporate changes like different beam patterns, as opening the door for bigger changes, including making changes in coverage areas autonomously to meet demand. AI could also allow satellites to operate with smaller ground control centers as the spacecraft manage their own systems. In other news, the upcoming presidential transition could be particularly disruptive at NASA. During a panel discussion at the Beyond Earth Symposium Tuesday, veterans of previous transitions said SpaceX CEO Elon Musk is likely to have significant influence on the incoming Trump administration at NASA, scrutinizing policies and programs that could influence international cooperation and also affect existing programs such as SLS and Orion. Late Tuesday, Trump announced that Musk will co-chair with Vivek Ramaswamy a Department of Government Efficiency, an outside commission that will seek ways to cut government spending and bureaucracy. The aerospace and defense industry is monitoring other likely changes with the incoming Trump administration. That includes potential increases in defense spending and rising tensions with China that could boost Space Force programs, as well as the creation of a Space National Guard. Other issues include strains on international cooperation and uncertainty about future support for Ukraine in its conflict with Russia. 1819 News reports that the head of the House Armed Services Committee says he expects the Trump administration to swiftly move to relocate Space Command headquarters to Alabama. Representative Mike Rogers, Republican Alabama, said in an interview with an Alabama radio station this week that he expects Trump to sign an executive order in the first week that he's in office to formally relocate the headquarters from Colorado Springs to Huntsville. Trump selected Huntsville at the end of his first term, but the Biden administration reversed that decision, electing to keep the command at its initial interim headquarters in Colorado Springs. The Week reports that India is planning to open up its regional satellite navigation system to the public. The Indian space agency ISRO said that it expects to open NAVIS, currently used primarily by government agencies, to the general public in the near future. NAVIC currently uses 7 satellites to provide navigation services in India and the surrounding region. Part of the plans to open up NAVIC to public use include launching additional satellites that will broadcast signals in the L1 navigation band. The News Service of Florida reports that Space Florida has identified a wish list of projects to improve space-related infrastructure in the state. At a recent Space Florida Board of Governors, officials discussed 6 projects that include a new bridge at Cape Canaveral, upgrades to the electrical grid at the Cape, and expansion of wharf space at Port Canaveral. Space Florida estimated that the projects will require annual investment of $100 million over an unspecified period using a combination of state, federal, and private funding. The BBC reports that a novel set on the International Space Station won one of Britain's top literary prizes Tuesday. Samantha Harvey won the Booker Prize for Best Novel for Orbital, which follows a day in the life of a crew on the ISS. Harvey described the book as a space pastoral, a kind of nature writing about the beauty of space. The prize includes a £50,000 award, which Harvey said she will use in part to buy a bike, and it's going to be a good bike.